Thanks for downloading this free audio sermon from Bethel Church, Coventry. For more audio downloads, updates on the building project and other information, why not visit us online at www.bethelcoventry.org.uk.
Angels sing. They sang, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth for the people God's favour is on." Wonderful. You can go and sit down, angels and angel shepherd. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Ian. So, we have heard from several different people in the story. We have heard from Mary and what she was hoping for in Jesus. We've heard from Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, and what he was hoping for in his son and in Jesus. We've heard from the angels and how they responded to the good news about Jesus' birth. But finally, we're going to hear about someone else. Can we share the video?
What is the child's name?
Jeremiah.
Have you heard of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Is the mother pure?
Yes, she is.
Thank you. Next.
This is my firstborn son. We are here to present him to the Lord according to the law. These are the turtle doves for the sacrifice.
Have you had him circumcised?
8 days after his birth, according to the law.
Is the mother pure?
The prescribed number of days has passed.
What is the child's name?
Jesus.
Jesus.
I'll say to it. I was waiting. Mary. As you have promised, for my eyes have seen your salvation, light to illuminate mankind, and the glory of your people, Israel. I knew that I would not die before seeing him, and now I have seen him. Mother, you need to sign the paper.
Yes, certainly.
I warn you, my child. Your son will mean the ruin of many.
What do you mean, the ruin? He's the Messiah, the Savior of us all. You too said that.
He will be a sign of contradiction. Because of him, the thoughts of all hearts will be revealed. And you, my daughter.
And me? Please tell me. Don't hide anything from me.
A sword will pierce your soul.
Possibly the cutest Jesus I've ever seen in a film. Let me tell you a secret. I am so incredibly impatient. When I have a plan that I want to get on with, and I don't really cope very well at all when it doesn't happen quickly. It's not that I can't be patient. And if people come to me, then I've got all the time in the world. But when it's a plan that I've got in my head and I think I know where it might be going, I just can't cope when it doesn't happen very quickly. It's possibly, I think, patience, a fruit of the Spirit that God's not quite revealed to me fully yet. I want to know what's happening, When I was baptized at age 19, a man prophesied, he spoke from God over me, and he said that I would not heal bodies, but I would help heal hearts. I would not heal bodies, but I would help heal hearts. Now, I remember coming out of the baptism pool, literally toweling myself down as quickly as I could, just enough to get clothes back on, racing up to my pastor of the time and wanting him to tell me exactly what that prophecy meant. I desperately wanted to share with Jesus what I found a few months back, and I didn't think that doctors could do that, and it made no sense. Unfortunately, the pastor didn't have a clue either. And that really, really frustrated me. I was sure that I would get the answer, though, really, really fast. I wanted to know the future and, frankly, get on with it. God thought otherwise. It only started becoming a little bit more clear to me, even 4 years ago. That's 16 years after I was baptized. And to be honest, I'm still trying to discover what those words over me meant. I asked Lois last night, who's training to be a midwife, if you don't know her, what the common things are that really excited, expectant mums are impatiently waiting for. And she said this. She said, they want to know whether it's a boy or a girl and who they will look like. They want to know the kind of personality that they will have. Some are just excited that soon they won't be pregnant anymore. They can be worried and apprehensive, especially if the child has been wanted for a very long time. And that families are excited for a new start and who that child might become. They are so ready, so excited to meet their new child. Our four songs that we've heard this morning from Luke 1 and 2, Mary, Zechariah, the angels, and now Simeon, all reveal that expectation, that excitement, that response in wonder and awe and worship that they will soon or have met Jesus. They're all desperate to know who he is and what it is that he will accomplish. And God was revealing to them their part in this incredible story. Whether that be Mary in her humility and in her obedience, whether that be Zechariah when he eventually made that link between the prophets of old and the covenant with Abraham and revealing that ongoing plan, whether it be the angels singing praises to their creator God in response to that news delivered by to the shepherds, all had their part to play. However, I think today we will focus upon Simeon. Let me read to you the passage behind the video that you've just watched. The time came for Joseph and Mary to perform the ceremony of purification as the law of Moses commanded. So they took the child to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be dedicated to the Lord. They also went to offer a sacrifice of a pair of doves or two young pigeons, as required in the law of the Lord. At that time, there was a man called Simeon living in Jerusalem. He was a good, God-fearing man, and he was waiting for Israel to be saved. The Holy Spirit was with him, and it assured him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's promised Messiah. Led by the Spirit, Simeon went to the temple. When the parents brought the child Jesus to the temple to do what the law required, Simeon took the child in his arms and gave thanks to God. And he said this, "Now, Lord, you have kept your promise, and you may let your servant now go in peace. With my own eyes, I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light to reveal your will to the Gentiles, and bring glory to your people, Israel. Now, when I asked Lois last night, the usual response for people who are expectant of a baby to come, she did not say that the usual response to expecting a baby is to be ready and happy to die when they arrive. So there's something incredible here about Simeon, who I argue is as much part of the Christmas story as the Holy Family, as the angels, as the shepherds, and as the Magi. Simeon was a man who loved and knew God. He knew the Jewish law and the tradition. We know from Scripture that he was righteous and devout. He would know the Torah well, the first five books of what are now our Bible. And he would know prophecies about the coming Messiah too. And the Holy Spirit told Simeon that he would not die until he saw the Lord's Christ. Now, Simeon and his people had been waiting a long time. It was 700 years since Isaiah's prophecy that to Israel a child would be born and a son would be given who would sit on the throne of his father David in that unending role of justice and peace. And though Israel had received that and many other prophecies of a coming redeemer and deliverer, Simeon was also living 400 years since any voice, any prophetic voice from God had come at all. And we think that we are excited for Christmas. Simeon really, really wanted to meet Jesus. Then when Mary and Joseph presented Jesus at the temple, the Holy Spirit led Simeon there as well. And in that moment they met, that lifelong promise to him was fulfilled. Simeon took Jesus in his arms in awe and wonder. And I can just imagine the scene, if I close my eyes, of Simeon standing there in the temple holding precious, precious Jesus, probably smiling and cooing over him. But then he announces that he's seen the Lord's salvation now and he can die in peace. The salvation, that baby would work, was only to become a realized promise to Simeon, because by the time Jesus had grown up and was teaching, Simeon probably would have died. But in that patient faith, he had seen enough to know that God was good for his promise. Now today, we know more than he did, because we have the rest of the gospel story. Simeon had the opportunity to hold in his arms God himself, creator of all things in heaven and on earth, who made the stars also. He's that great. That same God who created me and created you for that loving, dependent, trusting relationship with him. That same God in his arms, who in his goodness and righteousness can't allow us to sin before him and remain in relationship with him. And he desires fullness of life for us. And he desires for us the kingdom of God now as well as to come. That same Jesus who went to die on the cross 33 years later for our sins was buried and was resurrected back to life on the third day to show that death and hell and sin had no power over him and no power over his followers. That same God who in his incredible love saves all who recognize and turn away from their sins and calls us to follow King Jesus with the help and the power of the Holy Spirit. My question today is, are you ready to meet and follow him? Having tasted the kingdom of God here on earth, we must hunger and thirst and yes, be impatient, I think, for the coming completely of his kingdom when Jesus comes again as king.
when all who loved and followed him will finally be with him forever. So the question stands, are you ready to meet and follow him? One of our final songs, whenever I sing it, I always think of Simeon. And I can imagine him singing these words. I'm just going to read to you. We'll sing them in a minute. There is strength within the sorrow. There is beauty in our tears. And you meet us in our mourning with a love that casts out fear. You are working in our waiting. You're sanctifying, it's making us more holy, us. When beyond our understanding, you are teaching us to trust. Your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You're with us in the fire and the flood. You're faithful forever, perfect in love. You are sovereign over us. You are wisdom unimagined. Who could understand your ways? Reigning high above the heavens, reaching down, that's Christmas, in endless grace. You're the lifter of the lowly, compassionate and kind. You surround and you uphold me, and your promises are my delight. If you would like to say for the first time or to redeclare Jesus as that sovereign king, that sovereign king that Simeon held in his arms and had so much expectation for. If you want to say, yes, Jesus, I want to follow you. I see who you are. I see the sin in me. I want to do things your way. Then you might like to pray this prayer with me. Shall we pray?
You have been listening to a broadcast here from Bethel Church in Coventry. For more information and other sermons, why not visit us online at www.bethelcoventry.org.uk.